From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how can one people be both fiercely conservative and flamboyantly liberal? Ask the Dutch. But first, Slate political blogger Mickey Kaus is here with me in the studio to offer analysis of the California recall election, the most fun in politics. Mickey, thanks for being with us here.
Thanks, Alex.
The election's 5 weeks away, and both Governor Gray Davis and his leading Republican challenger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, spent Labor Day campaigning and throwing accusations at each other. The governor said that Mr. Schwarzenegger is being a stand-in for the former Republican governor, Pete Wilson, who's advising a lot of the actors' campaign. And Arnold Schwarzenegger went to the state fair in Sacramento where he said Gray Davis is selling out to the special interests. At least he said that, but you've been critical of Arnold Schwarzenegger for not being very specific in his campaign.
Well, that's right. I frankly expected him to be much more up to speed by now. He's ducking a debate that is going to be held tomorrow in Walnut Creek, California. He's promised to show up at a debate on the 17th, on one debate before the election. But he's been very vague about what he actually plans to do. We know he doesn't want to spend as much as Davis, but he won't say what he's going to cut. He's very vague on affirmative action, on immigration, a whole bunch of issues that you would expect him by now, since he's been thinking of running for a long time, to have answers for. And the press is getting very impatient.
But are the voters getting impatient?
Well, that's the question. I tend to think they are. I tend to think Schwarzenegger thinks he can run a Reagan-esque campaign where he sort of is vague and uplifting for the entire campaign and get into office. And I think news moves faster and people are more impatient. This is a very quick recall and people know they have to make a quick decision and they want all the information now.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this story that was a big last week. You had written earlier about personal stories about Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor, the bodybuilder. There was supposedly a lot of dirt hanging around about him, and it wasn't coming out. Well, some of it came out last week. I'm not sure it qualifies as dirt even. But what's the story behind We Magazine? This is a kind of a men's magazine 20 years ago. They ran an interview.
Well, that's right. Everybody expected the tabloids to write about Arnold's personal life. They haven't. What happened is some guy went up to his attic and discovered there was this old interview that Schwarzenegger gave to a Playboy spinoff men's magazine in 1977 where he boasted of his sexual exploits, of group sex in the bodybuilding gym, of sex backstage at the bodybuilding contests, talked about women in very unevolved terms, and this guy put it for sale on eBay and actually summarized what was in it, and that's how the story got out. I posted it on my site, then an outfit called The Smoking Gun actually got hold of this guy and put the magazine on the web, and then it was a big story.
It did become a big story.
Yes.
People asked Arnold Schwarzenegger about it a lot. He said, well, you know, that was quite a long time ago, and the youthful indiscretion right. Kind of thing. I'm not sure that the voters actually think that this is something that he's going to be held responsible for.
They may not. The point is he is being vague on policy, so what do we have to judge him by? Character. And so it becomes very important, whatever insights we can get into his character. I tend to think he was making it up back then in 1977. In fact, he sort of said as much. He said, oh, I said all sorts of ludicrous and outrageous things. And I think he was probably being honest then. He was trying to publicize bodybuilding, so he was telling outrageous stories.
And the kinds of stories that would kind of get people excited about the sport and pay attention to them.
Especially readers of men's magazines, yes.
Especially, yes. Let me ask you another question here. Something else you've been writing about lately is this organization called MECHA and the participation in it of California's Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Now, Mr. Bustamante is the leading Democratic candidate to replace Governor Davis if Governor Davis is recalled. His campaign's theme is vote no on recall, but then vote yes for Bustamante. He has some background with this organization, MECHA, which is a Latino student organization.
Right. And it's a lot of Latino politicians in California belong to this organization in college. It is an organization that started off as a fairly radical group devoted to something called Aztlan, which is the mythical, perhaps not so mythical, homeland of Chicanos in the southwestern United States and actually wanted to break this away. And the question is, does he still believe this stuff?
Yeah. Well, the organization has a slogan which is translated, for the race, everything, outside the race, nothing. You and others have written that he should. This is separatist politics and he should disavow this.
It's not just separatist. It's sort of identity politics to the nth degree. I mean, you would not see the Black Caucus, for example, in the U.S. Congress have a slogan, for blacks, everything, for non-blacks, nothing. It's an offensive slogan, even if it's not separatist.